Wazin Anishinaabe Tea, House of Oneness, second annual Indigenous Arts and Culture Week is coming up on March 15th till March 23rd. And we have a week packed full of activities and events that we're putting on as the center, and also other businesses and organizations throughout Cochrane will be putting different things on as well. So the town will just be very busy with lots of very great things happening. One is augmented reality technology that we've applied to these paintings that were done with the late Buddy Wesley, passed away a couple of years ago, former member, knowledge holder with the Nakota Nation of Minifini. You're probably familiar with USA, the Urban Society of Aboriginal Youth out of Calgary,
mm-hmm.
and their magazine, New Tribe Magazine.
Yes.
You know how you can get the AR app?
Yes.
And we're working with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we are working with them with these paintings, and we brought in elders and knowledge holders to, this is what this word sounds like, this is how we say this word, this is what it means to me, and it's all kind of brought together in a narrative around awareness of the Nakota people and their culture and their language.
I've noticed that a lot with what we guys do, because language is an essential part of a lot of your programming. Can you just share with us, with this Culture Week, how language is going to be at the forefront?
My grandfather on my mother's side was Cree, Soto, and French. And we just found out recently that he spoke fluent Cree and he spoke fluent French, but he never shared that with his kids or his grandkids because of his experiences in residential school. So coming out of that experience, he was determined to just be a good cowboy. And his whole life, he never really shared anything with us. So when it comes to that language question, it is a question of so many things. These languages are very, very old and ancient, and there's a lot of spirituality attached to them. The young people are told that this language was gifted to them by the Creator, and they have a responsibility to nurture that language and keep it going through the generations, through their ancestors. We all are responsible for the agreement that was in place, and that agreement was that First Nations people were supposed to be able to continue on with their language in the way that they teach their children, as long as the grass grows and as long as the mountains are where they are and the rivers flow, et cetera, et cetera. So the question for me starts to be, well, whose responsibility is it that we restore our language? I know some of that responsibility falls on my shoulders, but I also know that responsibility falls on the treaty people's shoulders that signed an agreement that we were supposed to maintain our language, yet the Indian Act came along and completely went against all of that. That question of language, to me, lies at the heart of the spirit of the people and the hereditary obligations that we have to maintain who we are and learn to understand a little bit about what that means. Because to me, that's a fundamental piece of truth in our reconciliation process.
Speaking of that reconciliation process, I've noticed, because this is the second year and there are a lot more people behind what is going on this year. Like, what is your reaction to seeing all the community and the town all rally behind this upcoming week of cultural celebration?
I guess it's really a sign of our success in the last 2 years, reaching out to people. We're a volunteer organization. We didn't come into this with a whole pile of cash or anything like that. And we're really reliant on our grants and our volunteers and people that are willing to give their time and energy into the cause and help get the word out. So it's wonderful to see the town and all the different businesses and organizations just kick in and be so willing to do whatever they can to support us. That puts the action and reconciliation.
So kind of just to wrap it up here, I heard a little bit of announcements of an upcoming train, but if people want to know more information, find an event that will fit their schedule, or they can try to make time to attend one of the many activities going on in Cochrane, how can they do that?
Well, they'll want to do it pretty soon, because I think things will book up pretty fast. Everything is on our website, www.wazinetea.ca, and there's a schedule there and links to sign up for all the activities. I hope everybody comes out. It's going to be awesome.